A Changing Perception on Fate, or How Rodney Came to Believe in the Robot Apocalypse, by Amoresu, read by Patika. He'd first met Sarah Connor a few years before he joined the Stargate program. Rodney McKay, astrophysicist. Sarah Coleman, mother. They'd been friends. It had been a strange friendship, but comfortable at the same time. John had even been halfway intelligent. "What are you two doing?" "Rodney's showing me how to create my own programming language." "I think we should take a break, though. I smell pizza." Jeannie had been the one to find out Sarah's real name. She claimed it was an accident. He's never been sure if he believed her. "Meredith, it's her. You don't know that. Just look at the pictures." "Christ, Jeannie, robot apocalypse?" "I'm sorry, Mare. I know how much you like her." He'd asked her about it. He'd shown her the files and pictures Jeannie had found. "Is it true? Robots from the future?" "It's all true." "Robots from the future? John is going to save us all?" "I know it sounds crazy." "Doesn't just sound crazy, Sarah. You killed people to protect John." "Right." She left town later that night, after Rodney had stormed out, not knowing what to do. He tried not to think about her after that. She just became the crazy chick. The bank made national news, though. "Jeannie? Mayor, do you know how late it is? Have you seen the news about the bank?" "Bank? The one that just blew up?" "Sarah and John were there. You can see them on the security cameras." "Crazy, Sarah?" "Yeah." And that really should have been the end of it. He went on with his life. It was years later, when he was visiting Jeannie, that he saw the video. "You need to see this." "See what? YouTube? You actually spend time on that?" "Shut up, Mare." "Is that Sarah and John? I wasn't sure. I only met them a couple of times, but I figured you would know." "What the hell is that? Where did they come from? Where are their clothes?" "I have no idea. They haven't aged, not a bit." Suddenly, crazy Sarah didn't seem so crazy anymore. Everything she had said, everything on the video, everything Rodney had seen since joining the Stargate program combined together to make her story seem plausible. "I need to find her." "Mare." "No, listen, Jeannie. Think about it. Think about what that video shows and what you know." "Robot apocalypse? I need to find her." He didn't spend his time trying to stop the Wraith just to let the robot apocalypse happen. The end. Reader's notes. Thank you to Amoresu for letting me record this fic. If you'd like to read this fic online, it can be found at archiveofourown.org/works/5805. If you'd like to download this podfic, it can be found at paticaproductions.com. Thanks for listening!